smile. Good morning, my little sparrows, my precious little bundle. The little birds went out to play and ate some berries along the way. Number one is sleeping. Number two is learning. Number three is laughing. And number four is playing. And the big bird, oh, where can he be? He walked along the little branch until he reached the tree. My dear little ones, come, sit by me. I have a story to tell you that is full of secrets. I am reminded of it every time I smell a particular perfume, or whenever I see oil on the breakfast table in the morning. A long time ago, when I was only about 7 or 8 years old, I was in the town, walking by the many perfume shops.
Good morning, neighbor.
And a good morning to you, too. Ah,
oh, God.
May your generosity smile upon us. What's this, I?
Then a man named Jasir came into the city, high on his horse. He passed by all of the shopkeepers without even greeting them.
Whoa!
I would like some of these, but could you please make sure the weight is correct?
Oh, of course, ma'am.
Jasir passed by a poor man who called to him, but he did not respond. He just kept going on his way toward the market, which was between the city wall and the homes of all the people. The weather was beautiful, and the sun was bright. But on that very day,
Oh, sorry to wake you. Isn't the sun too hot for you there?
Oh.
Why don't I just open the store so you could sleep inside instead, huh? Or we could go to my home, where the cushions are soft, much more worthy of you than this.
Oh, thank you so much, sir, and may God bless you. But I'm fine here. The truth is, I didn't mean to sleep at all. I've been here since early morning trying to earn a living, but no luck. Mm-hmm. I was very discouraged. The day felt so long, and I guess fatigue had taken over me. The market just isn't what it used to be. There's no place for little people like me amongst these giant shopkeepers. They are like great whales devouring all the little fish.
I've had enough of your story. Now get away from the front of my shop.
Oh, my. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me, kind sir. My apologies. I honestly didn't realize. Oh, dear. What a bad day. Why is every day as bad as the last one?
Hey, what are you selling there?
Huh? Oh, I'm selling all olive oil, my dear sir. I pressed it with my own hands. Just smell its sweet fragrance. It's delicious. Just look at the beautiful color.
Why, you idiot!
Oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Look, just look at what you did. My clothes, my honor, my reputation. Okay. I'm a reasonable and understanding man. I won't ask much of you. You should just pay me what the pants are worth. 2,000 dinars!
But I can't possibly. From where? I'm a poor man. How on earth could I even pay that much money? Never in my whole life was I able to save even 10 dinars. I don't have any money. Come to my home and I'll clean your pants well. That should settle everything. God will compensate me for my lost oil.
Get away from me, you dirty peasant! And pay me the cost of my pants, and get out of my sight! Huh?
Dear God.
He's just a poor old man, you coward! Who do you think you are, huh?
How could you expect someone like him to ever pay you that much? Huh?
What?
Silence, all of you! I demand my right. My money.
2,000 dinars for the cost of the pants. Do we have a deal?
Very well, then. I agree.
One pair of pants for 2,000 dinars. Does that make sense?
Huh?
Do you know how much pants cost?
Well, my mom buys pants for my dad, but she only pays 3 dinars for them.
Well, maybe the threads of these pants come from some magical place. Or the buttons were made out of pure gold. But still, 2,000 dinars.
Well, what do you want?
Just the pants.
What pants?
The pants that I just bought.
Your pants?
Yes. Well, didn't I just pay for them in front of everyone? Come on now. Why would I give charity to someone who could afford such pants? I paid 2,000 dinars, the cost of the pants. Now, take them off, please.
Get away from me now! Go and play your silly game somewhere else, you kook!
Now, there's no need to be rude. If you'd like to keep your pants, then I'm willing to sell them back to you, and I'll give you a fair price.
I think there's something very wrong with you upstairs. Now be off with you. Get lost.
Of course, I will go. But not without my pants.
Oh, come on. Just give him the pants.
Yeah, he paid you for them, you crook.
How did I get into this mess? Just take your money and leave.
Well, what's this?
There's your money. Now take it and leave. Go on, get out of here.
Now, settle down. I will sell you the pants for, 3,000 dinars. Please, there'll be no haggling here. Now, will I have long to wait, huh?
I won't give you a single dinar on top of that.
Oh, give him 1,000 dinars.
You only have yourself to blame.
Oh, sweet on your teeth, little one. Sweet on your teeth.
Give it to him, you little one.
You'll feel better if you pay, sir.
Here, boy.
I will never forget how Jasir wept out of regret over his shameful behavior. All because of his silly arrogance, pride, and greed, Jasir had hurt and humiliated a poor old man who was down on his luck, but still trying to work. Jasir was left all alone to wallow in his guilt. But I'm sure he learned a valuable lesson on that day. As for the poor old man, he was blessed with wealth for his perseverance. He was forever grateful to the kind young man for helping him. And the kind young man walked away with a happy heart, knowing he did the right thing.
The end, the bad man cries.
Respect and love must now begin.